This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced a formal impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump amid allegations he sought Ukraine's help with his 2020 re-election bid. AP Sagar Magani reports.
I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella.
Theoretically, faster than they have been. The House Judiciary Committee is the one tasked with recommending articles of impeachment if the inquiry leads it there. There would then be a full House vote, and if approved, the articles would move to a Senate trial overseen by Chief Justice John Roberts. Forcing a president from office needs a two-thirds vote in the Senate, and that's never happened. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP's Jackie Quinn says President Trump is predicting that the Democrats' impeachment inquiry will actually help his reelection bid.
President Trump had a response ready even before the Democratic House Speaker announced the inquiry.
Our country's doing the best it's ever done. They're going to lose the election, and they figure this is a thing to do.
And his campaign team quickly released a video of Trump's congressional critics.
We're going to launch an Article 3 impeachment.
In the question of impeachment, it's about time.
With the tagline, while Democrats' sole focus is fighting Trump, President Trump is fighting for you. Trump insists that he's done nothing wrong in his discussions with Ukraine's president, and a transcript will show that. In the video, he says,
it's the only way they're going to beat me. And actually, it's working the other way, because now we have our best poll numbers that we've ever had. It's crazy.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Biden says if the president does not comply with a congressional demand to hand over all the information related to the Ukraine situation, he will leave Congress no choice but to initiate impeachment. From Washington, this is VOA News. Earlier on Tuesday, President Trump addressed the United Nations, highlighting some of the cornerstones of his reelection campaign. VOA's Margaret Beshear reports.
With the 2020 presidential election campaign in full swing, Trump addressed two issues very dear to his voting base: trade with China and the flow of migrants from Central America into the southern United States.
The American people are absolutely committed to restoring balance to our relationship with China. Hopefully, we can reach an agreement that will be beneficial for both countries. But as I have made very clear, I will not accept a bad deal for the American people.
And he had a direct message for undocumented migrants.
Do not put yourself in danger. Do not put your children in danger. Because if you make it here, you will not be allowed in.
Margaret Beshear, VOA News, the United Nations.
In his speech, Mr. Trump also called Iran one of the world's greatest threats. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani gets his turn to address the UN General Assembly later today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is fighting for his political survival following a ruling from Britain's Supreme Court Tuesday that his decision to suspend Parliament earlier this month was unlawful. The ruling means British lawmakers will return to Parliament Wednesday as calls grow for Johnson's resignation. Britain is still expected to leave the European Union October 31st, although that so-called Brexit process has now been thrown into further doubt. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan revealed he is trying to help de-escalate tensions between the United States and Iran. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, Khan said President Trump asked if he could de-escalate the situation and maybe come up with another deal. Khan said he spoke to the Iranian president, but he would not reveal more details. Washington blames Iran for the attack on Saudi oil fields, and U.S. officials have said they will present evidence to back that up. Tehran denies involvement in the strikes. A 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck parts of northeastern Pakistan Tuesday, killing at least 19 people and injuring more than 300 others. The quake caused extensive damage to roads and buildings in Mirpur district, near the epicenter in the Pakistani-administered part of Kashmir. Spain's Supreme Court has ruled that the government can exhume the remains of former dictator Francisco Franco, rejecting the objections of the Franco family. The remains will be moved from the Valley of the Fallen mausoleum that was built by the military dictator outside Madrid to a more modest cemetery where his wife is buried. Franco ruled Spain from the end of the Spanish Civil War in 1939 until his death in 1975.
VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.